of course it can't be done. I say, Stringfellow, where is that partner of yours?
Oh, he'll be here, and don't be impatient. Gentlemen, if Mr. Henson seems to show an adversity to our plan, please don't be alarmed. I'm sure I can win him over.
Did you tell him about it?
Yes, but frankly, gentlemen, he didn't seem to care very much for it. Oh, come in, William. I think you know most of these gentlemen.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. How do you do, gentlemen? My partner Stringfellow has told me of your idea, gentlemen.
Splendid. Then we can get down to business.
You see, William, our friends here have become interested in our aerial steam carriage. They think it has great possibilities.
Go on.
The point is, they would like to have our cooperation in forming an aerial transportation company. Now, with the money made from the company, we could go on with our experiments and construct a full-sized flying machine. I think it's a splendid idea.
And where's all this money coming from?
Why, from the shares.
Shares?
Why, of course. We intend to sell shares in the company.
On the strength of what, may I ask?
Why, our experience. Experiments, of course. We have a model, haven't we? A model that worked.
Well, it moved a bit for 2 or 3 seconds.
William, we need money to further our experiments. Now, look. Here's one of the circulars we are going to distribute. I wish you'd read it.
The aerial steam carriage is intended to convey passengers, troops, and government dispatches to India and all corners of the Royal Empire. Oh, but good heavens!
Here's another, Mr. Henson.
The steam carriages will leave from convenient places at regular intervals through the week. The fare will be reasonable. It is indeed possible that passengers may leave from Fish Street Hill and arrive in Egypt the next day for lunch. What do you think of this scheme, Stringfellow?
It's honorable. We make no promises, William. Simply predictions. I'm in favor of it.
Well, then I suppose I'll have to go along. Good.